It's an event 80 years in the making. The Fergus Scottish Festival in Highland Games returned this weekend from its humble beginnings to what it is today. Elizabeth Bender, executive director of the festival, talks about the last 80 years.
The festival itself started in 1946, and at the time, it was a group of individuals locally who thought we should, you know, given the roots of Fergus, we should have some kind of a celebration as a nod to our Scottish culture and our Scottish roots. And it started as a one-day event, and through these past 79 years, it went to a two-day event and now a three-day event. So it has evolved over time, definitely still has the basis in those traditional roots of a Highland Games, so the competitions, as I mentioned, but definitely has grown to be also more of a festival with adding those live bands and performances and a children's area and a Highland pub and a whiskey tasting area and all of those elements.
Bender says they're pulling out all the stops for their 80th year, and this is a chance to fit two celebrations into one.
You know, it's a particularly exciting for the Scottish Festival because for our 75th anniversary, we had big plans, and unfortunately COVID hit and we were unable to have those celebrations in person. So we did convert to virtual celebrations, but this is our chance to kind of do it the way we wanted to do it 5 years ago. So we're really excited to be pulling out all the stops for an amazing 80th anniversary milestone celebration.
For the 80th celebration, there's a concert element to the festival. Taking the stage are Albanach, the Red Hot Chili Pipers, and the Bay City Rollers. On display at the festival will be pictures of how the festival has evolved. I ask Elizabeth Bender why the festival has endured for so long.
It is because of the passion and the dedication of our community and the volunteers. So we are primarily volunteer driven. And so that is a phenomenal feat to keep something of this caliber. You know, we are planning to welcome upwards of 25,000 people this weekend. Without our volunteers through all of these years, we would not have been able to have an event of this caliber or an event at all. So that, I think, is that passion, that desire, the dedication to our local history. That's what has been the secret to our success.
And how will the festival evolve in the future?
Definitely, festival is growing. I know we could get so much bigger, and we hope to do that. One of the things we do pride ourselves is in doing what we do well. So we just want to evolve in terms of new and unique programming. So there are a lot of elements of our events that are the same year over year, but so many of the pieces that change. So the guests that we offer, the bands that come, all of those kinds of things, that's where we have the fun, is with the programming piece. So that will continue to evolve. We always keep track of the trends and all of those kinds of things, just so you know, we're offering something to our patrons that's really exciting. Definitely township wise, I know there's some big plans in the works in terms of the grounds around the Sportsplex. So we're very intrigued to find out more about that and how that can help with our evolution. And then, yeah, keep doing what we're doing, but still keep it fresh is our plan.
I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.